If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. Joining me is WWE Superstar, a.k.a. host of PS I Love You XOXO, a.k.a. Greg Miller.
Hi, Blessing.
Morning, Greg. How's it going?
Oh, it's been a morning, sir.
Yeah?
You know? Had a demo to do, right? For a video game that I can't talk about. And I was like, no big deal. Mom's visiting. You know what I mean? We'll get out of there right at 8 o'clock. Nanny gets there at 8 o'clock. We'll get in the car. It's a 9 o'clock demo. Get here. Have just enough time. I'm like, if something goes wrong, I've done it before where I can start it on, I can start Discord on the phone. Not watch while I'm driving, obviously. Have it off to the side. You know what I mean? Where they go through the, hey, here's what the embargo is. Here's this whole thing. Yada, yada, yada. I'm like, no problem. Of course, I get out of the house like 20 minutes late, 15 minutes late. It's going to happen. You know what I mean? You got a little Benny in there. You got all this stuff going on. Whatever. Mom and I, barely out of the neighborhood, stopped at a red light, smacked in the back.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, rear-ended by a very nice lady with her dog. Rear-ended by a very nice lady. But as soon as it happens, and we go, she's like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "I mean, it's like, well, we're not making this demo. we're not making this demo for this unannounced game. Pull off. No, it's fine. It was unfortunate. It's annoying, right? But you pull off. You get there. She was very nice. Damages like." Next to minimal, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And my shoulder blade's a bit sore. Mom's elbow's a bit sore. We both popped the Advil as soon as we got here. We're free.
You can take that to court. You can sue the pants off this lady.
Well, I don't think you need to do that part of it. You know what I mean?
If you're sore,
she's already accepted it. Well, I mean, yeah. If I can't work, and I should just be. I should probably be on bed rest, just playing Zelda. That's honestly what should probably.
Oh, that's what this is about. This is about getting
probably
out of work.
Pretty dangerous.
Is the car okay? Is the back of the car fine?
I mean, the bumper is like, you know. If I walked you over and I was like, look at this, you'd be like, oh, yeah. But it's like I got rear-ended when we got that car in 2020, like a week and a half after we got it. And like that guy's – you could read his license plate in my bumper. This one is like I'd have to point it out to you that this is that and the other's done. So it's whatever.
Dang.
But it was like, all right, cool. And then I rushed in here and then I got the thing going. And then it's a big day of content for me. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening. So it's just been – it's been a lot, but I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to have you here with me, of course. It's a pretty chill news day. Not much to talk about. For me, in terms of my morning and how I've been doing, I've been sore. I've started going to the gym. Roger Picorni has convinced me to start going with him to their gym. And, like, I'm all about it because it's a busy summer. Like, there's multiple weddings I'm going to, and I've been wanting to feel better about my physique. You know, I've been wanting to feel better about how I look and how I feel. And so I've been trying to make it a thing to at least work out consistently. If I'm not going to the gym every morning, then at the very least do Ring Fit Adventure or something along those lines.
Sure.
But something that I wasn't anticipating that I should have anticipated is I am sore as hell because I went hard that first day. That second day, I did Ring Fit, and I did that for a good hour in the morning. And by the time I was going to bed last night, I was like, I'm gonna take it easy tomorrow.
I'm on the
verge of breaking my body if I keep going this hard. And so I gotta figure out what that looks like for me. I was talking to Mike the other day about hiring like a personal trainer for a day to just map out what a day looks like.
You hit up one of these personal trainers that does the whole, hey, your first visit is like a consultation. And then you're just like, you're wearing these like glasses with the camcorders built in and you're just like
1000%.
Right, like, ah, you know, I don't, it's not for me. And then you listen to that workout every day.
1000%. But yeah, I'm sore because of that. But also, I went to bed late last night because last night I went to see Brett Goldstein do stand up live. Brett Goldstein.
Yeah, where was that invite, Bless? Where was that invite, bro?
Sometimes I send things out into the internet and they just get lost. You know,
I knew about it, Baron. I'm surprised you didn't know about it.
Wow, Greg knew about it. Greg, who never goes out because
I forget where I've talked about. Have I mentioned this before that I was going to the stand up thing?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it very passively. It was one of those ones where some of my friends hit me up weeks and weeks ago in a group chat and they're like, hey, this is happening. I was like, all right, let's do it. And I forgot about it. Like, I forgot about it for a while until what, last week when I was like, oh yeah, Brett Goldstein's coming through. And for those who don't know, Brett Goldstein is the dude who plays Roy Kent in Ted Lasso. And so like he's this intimidating looking dude with this you know, deep gruff voice who's also very British. And he's very much
Governor!
That's exactly how it sounds like. Yeah, exactly.
Don't you hate it when the Queen comes over for tea?
That's such a great, it's a great impression of him.
Thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, it was really fun. You could definitely tell that he was working out some of his routine. I think he mentioned that this was his first big stop on his comedy tour. And so you can kind of see him be a little bit rusty and like trying to figure out which jokes hit and which jokes don't. But overall, it was still a really, really great time. And in the last 30 minutes, he was just answering audience questions. And that was really cool because I was going there honestly more for him as an actor, right? Him as Roy Kent than for him as a comedian. But it's cool to see him try to, you know, stretch that muscle, work that out, and then also cater to the people that are there as fans and want to answer questions and hang out and stuff. So yeah, it's been a pretty busy last couple of days. And Greg, again, it's a slow news day. We don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, right.
So let's talk about today's news story, which include PlayStation Showcase is finally happening. Zelda sells 10 million units. And are we getting a Mortal Kombat reveal tomorrow? Because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily, each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live right here on YouTube.com/Kind of Funny Games and Twitch.tv/Kind of Funny Games. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. If you're watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong by going to KindofFunny.com/You're Wrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on YouTube.com/Kind of Funny Games, or you can listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Remember, you can use Epic Creator Code Kinda Funny on all Epic Store and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League and Fortnite to help support the channel. To be a part of the show, head to KindaFunny.com/KFGD to write in with your questions, squad ups, and more. And remember, Patreon.com/Kinda Funny will get you the show ad-free plus a bevy of bonus content. Housekeeping for you. Of course, if you're watching this on video, it's very obvious. If you're listening to this on audio, it might be a little bit obvious. We're not in the actual Studio A. We're here in the streaming room because things are being set up for a different theme recording in Studio A. And so don't be confused. This is how everything's meant to be. And we're just here for a day. And then we'll be back tomorrow. But Thursday.
Gotta make that WWE. This is awesome today, folks. Sorry to break
exactly.
it to you. Big time
make that
show.
World Wrestling Entertainment money. That's got to be made.
100%.
Tomorrow. Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow is Thursday, if you can wrap your head around that. That is ridiculous.
This week is going by fast. Greg puts on the Kind of Funny Championship, or Greg puts the Kind of Funny Championship on the line, on the green. That's right. Greg, Nick, Andy, and Mike are hitting the links of EA PGA Tour in a sponsored stream to determine who's the best at golf. Tune in on Twitch and YouTube Thursday after Kind of Funny Games Daily to see Greg easily defend his championship against three losers. This message is brought to you by Greg Miller. Then on Friday, May 19th, we're celebrating Kev and Mike's birthdays with a special subathon marathon stream. We're going to get in our PJs, build a fort, and go late if you wanted to. Come join us for snacks, some games, and some sleepover vibes.
Blessing, are you going to get in your PJs?
Sadly not. I'm not going to be there. I got a trip. Yeah, I got to go to Los Angeles to make a different kind of money. Greg, all right. Let's go. And then only on YouTube and the live stream, there's going to be a 30-minute post show where Andy comes through to talk to us, KFGD host, about your YouTube super chat questions. So stay tuned for that. And then over on Patreon, we got a new kind of feudy that is up where Greg once again tries to defend his reign. And then we got part two of our GQ Top 100 Games episode of the S Word List that is up right now, where Tim and I count down all the way from number 50 to number 1. Thank you to our Patreon producer, Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is, and forever will be, the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have 7 stories today.
A baker's dozen.
Starting with our number 1, a new PlayStation Showcase has finally been announced. We did it, everybody. This comes directly from the PlayStation blog, where they write, "It's almost time to see what's next. PlayStation Showcase broadcasts live next Wednesday, May 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. The show will run a bit over an hour, focusing on PS5 and PSVR 2 games in development from top studios from around the world. Expect a glimpse at several new creations from PlayStation Studios, as well as spellbinding games from our third-party partners and our indie creators." Greg, it's been a long time coming. We've been talking about this a lot. Jeff Grubbs
years.
Been putting the ideas up
years.
For years, literally, actually. We have been talking about it.
Yeah.
You excited?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the usual one where, yes, I'm excited. Yes, I can't wait. It's only dampened by the fact that, of course, Jeff Grubb wouldn't shut his fat mouth about it and had to spoil it. You know what I mean? So we knew it was coming. So you are, it's like been a four. It's one of those things where we knew it was coming. So it's just like, all right, just announce the date, just announce the date. And now the date's been announced, which is good. I'm excited yes. about that. It's a good date. You know, there's a lot of concern that it was going to be on the 25th because there's going to be a thing happening on the 25th. That's another video game demo that a lot of people are doing things for and flying all over the world for. And so people have been like, oh, shit, that could be a problem. We're okay. So we're going to kick off SGF season. May 24th, Wednesday, not in the Shrine Auditorium, sadly. Sorry for Tim.
No.
Sorry for Tim. But with this big PlayStation thing, and that's pretty exciting, of course, because what we've talked about over and over again, right, is this is going to be, you assume, and it sounds like PlayStation really saying, all right, cool, here's what phase two of the PlayStation 5 life cycle looks like. Here are what the next big games from PlayStation are going to be over the next several years, you assume.
What is your read on the verbiage here? They talk about, one, the show will run over an hour, which
awesome.
Seems long. That's longer than I would have expected. I mean, maybe this is me just forgetting how long the last couple of PlayStation showcases were, but I would have expected 40 to 45 minutes. Getting a bit over an hour seems a bit on the longer side, which I'm all the way down for. I think that means they have a lot to talk about. And, you know, you're talking about Phase 2. Right now, the games we know about are Spider-Man 2 coming this fall. There's the game Stellar Blade that PlayStation's publishing that's being developed by a third-party developer. And then there's Death Stranding. Too, well, that is also out there, the PlayStation Ether for exclusive first-party stuff, right? And then you know you have the Final Fantasy seven rebirths of the world, and of course Final Fantasy
are
VI
you,
about to come out.
So are you trying to count just the stuff we know about with dates? Because you're of course leaving out Last of Us multiplayer, whatever they're going to call that.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking more of the solid stuff. But yeah, you're right. Last of Us multiplayer is out there in the Ether too. But I think even with all of that, there's still so much to talk about beyond.
Oh my God!
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to give context, I looked it up because I believe the last showcase was in 2021 that went 42 minutes.
Okay, see, that lines up with where I would have expected. So again, an
Can
hour
Can you give
is
me a search?
Long.
What was the 2021 for the PlayStation 5 when they really revealed all the information about that?
Remember, there were two 2020
that was
showcases.
47 minutes was okay. the PlayStation okay. 5 showcase.
Thank
now,
you.
Was that the one, and this is a deeper question, was that the one in the fall or was that the one in the summer? Because if you remember, the one in the summer was the big PlayStation 5 reveal, right, where it was I think that was the Spider-Man Miles Morales.
So the
47
minute one was in September. The Future
gotcha.
Of Gaming one was June 11th, and the Future of Gaming show was an hour and 14 minutes.
Wow, okay, and that was the beefy one. That was the one where it was, all right, let's actually talk about the PS5 and all the stuff you don't know about the PS5 and like look, first glimpse at all the software coming to it. The September one, that was the 40-something minute one. That was Wolverine, Spider-Man 2, and a handful, God of War Ragnarok, right, and a handful of other games. But yeah, no, that means this is on the longer side. And I mentioned all those other games, you know, the Death Stranding 2s, the Spider-Man 2s, to say that there's still so much to talk about, and over an hour is a long time. That's a lot of time to work with.
And you wonder how much of it will be, you know, you asked me a little bit about what do I think about this, right, over the hour, of course. I think that is on the longer side, obviously, compared to what you've seen before. And I think that speaks to getting a lot of information and hopefully a long roadmap. Not a roadmap saying, yo, this game's coming out in this quarter, shit like that, but just announcing stuff, right? Of like, here are the, you know, Spider-Man 2, obviously. Here is Last of Us, obviously. Here is, you know, then you start maybe another look at Wolverine. Maybe, you know, you start to get into, I think, a little bit more of not vaporware, but titles that'll be earlier, right? When you talk about that one over an hour and how much you want to fill in there, it does become, I wonder how many glimpses we do get at something like, all right, cool, we both assume, you know, Sucker Punch is working on Ghost of Tsushima 2. We've gone back and forth on PS I Love You about when that's going to be due. I still think it's going to be a way out. If that's the case, but you're going this long, are you really like stacking the deck to the point that you're going through and saying like, here is the title card announcement of that no date, or maybe even saying a blog post that they're aiming, you know, 2026 or something crazy like that. And that's not what I'm actually predicting for Ghost, yeah. But do you get that for them? Do you get that for Bend? Do we see Blue Point's game? Do you know what I mean? Like how much do they want to show to prove that this is what their studios are doing in terms of this?
And I hope that is what this is, you know, right now you have an opportunity to come out and blow people away. And we've seen the previous, the exciting PlayStation E3 showcases that have been here's what we are in 2016, right? And as you see, you get the violin, you get the announcements of games like God of War 2018, games like Horizon, Spider-Man being shown off, and I think I'm conflating a couple of different E3 press conferences. But like, that was an era of PlayStation E3 that has since been unrivaled. And I think you have an opportunity as PlayStation to get back to that, especially when you're looking at this timing. This is the first time for a PlayStation showcase like this that they're timing it around E3, if I'm not including that, the PlayStation 5 reveal one. This PlayStation showcase is happening E3 season. I think that means that we're looking at this as a quote-unquote E3 level showcase. Like, that is what this is building up to. We're going to get extended Spider-Man 2 stuff for what that game is going to come out and look like in the fall. We're hopefully going to get those unicorn games that that Tim talks about. And if that includes something like Ghost of Tsushima 2, I think that makes sense. I think that's smart. We all assume that exists anyway. Just come out and confirm it and excite us, because I don't imagine that game is going to be more than 3 years away. And that's me, crossing fingers.
Sure.
But, start to lay the land for what 2023 to 2025 looks like, or 2026 even. 100%. If you want to throw 100%. One of those out there. I think that would be an exciting way to go about it. What's your read? They mentioned here PSVR 2 as well. What do you think we get from that? Like, what is your expectation there?
Maybe. Off the top of my head, because I hadn't gone into that, but discussing it with you here, I would say, we should figure out how we're doing PS I Love You tomorrow, because definitely we're getting into all of this as well. Yes. We've done our planning, our perfect one, but I don't know if we need to do the no brainer, our hope, and then our pipe dream or whatever. But we should go through tomorrow on PS I Love You XO, when we do the whole breakdown predictions, whatever you want for this. We need to do a prediction, like Price is Right, of how many minutes are actually spent on PlayStation VR.
Oh, 1,000%.
Right now, I would, if I'm just going off the top of my head, and I totally reserve the right to change this tomorrow on the show, I would give you the prediction of you will get 3 trailers, or 3 packages, right, for specific games. So 3 games get their own spotlight kind of thing, and then there'll be a sizzle reel. I think that's it for PlayStation VR 2.
For PSVR 2, minutes wise, and again, I reserve the right to change this if I change my mind tomorrow. I'm gonna say we get no more than 10 minutes of PSVR 2.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That seems
But
right.
See, then it gets fun of how much can you, will we whittle that down? How much will you actually, you know what I mean? And then there'll be some trickery, fuckery, some would say, in there too, of it being they showed this game and it's also available in VR. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Okay, there's a VR mode or something. That's where we're really getting to the arguments about it. But yeah, I can't see them slowing down their momentum. Now, the counter argument to that, right, is of course I wouldn't be surprised if those 3 games, or if they did more of them, were actually big IP, and not necessarily just PlayStation IP, big partnerships, big whatever, things that would make you go, oh,
when an Iron Man VR type thing,
when the PlayStation VR got showcased and right, and had Batman Arkham and Star Wars and shit where you're oh fuck, that's awesome, right? When PSVR 1 got its moment in the sun, they could do that here, and it could maybe be timed out, talking about getting them into stores and doing whatever, but we'll wait and see. I hope, as always, I hope we're wrong about PlayStation VR. I hope they come out and they're super confident about it and they boast whatever their numbers have been, and they say, hey, here are 5 different games we think are awesome that you think you're gonna love.
Greg, tomorrow we're going to record PS Love You. It's going to be our PlayStation Showcase predictions. I believe we're going to have a special guest or two on there. And by special guest, I mean Tim Geddes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
At least that's what it says on the calendar. Of course, we reserve the right to change. But it seems like it's going
to
be a big one.
Tim wanted to come on and do the predictions with us. Yeah.
Yeah. But before we get there, I do want to do sort of a prediction warm-up activity.
Love it.
Here. Nick Evans from Co-op 64, in parentheses there, right? No longer Nevin's Island. So this is formally... Formerly Nevin's Island, now it is Nick Evans. Nick Evans writes in the kind of funny.
Wait, but I want to, Nick Evans, you need to write in. Why are you no longer Nevin's Island?
Oh, yeah. If you can get us that story, I'm also curious as well. Nick Evans, though, writes in the kind of funny.com/.
Also, I'll tell you this, Nick Evans. Co-op 64, what does that fucking mean? Because I put into YouTube Co-op 64. I'm not finding anything off. Is this a podcast? What are you doing?
That's probably
You got bad SEO right off the bat. I'll let you know.
No, you can get it there. I like Co-op 64 as a name. If that is your brand, if that is your YouTube or whatever, I like
it's a good name.
You just gotta go hard.
When I put it in quotes, The first one is Co-op 64 sensitive fragrance free baby wipes.
I mean, maybe that's them. Maybe that's Nick Evans. Maybe Nick Evans is in the baby wipes business. But Nick Evans writes in and says, good morning, Blessing and Greg. Never mind, it's a fantastic morning because we just got the announcement of a PlayStation Showcase for Wednesday. Below, I have a list of potential games we could see on the 24th. My question is, will they or won't they be at the showcase? Thank you for all you do. So Nick Evans writes in with a list here of games, and we're going to go through them one at a time. We can do this quick fire, right? Just go from the gut, Greg.
I have found Co-op 64 on YouTube, everybody. Just let you know. That's right. Co-op 64 is about two things, friends and gaming. Nick Evans, Connor Evans, Brady Goodall, Shane McNabb, and their friends get together to discuss gaming and other things in pop culture each week.
Hell yeah.
Kind of sounds like they're ripping off us, but we'll see if I
mean, everybody knows kind of funny invented talking about video games with your buds on the internet.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing I'd like to toss out there, all right? Mm-hmm. I think you're right that we did that. And that beforehand, it was just people who worked together talking about video games. All right, we're friends. They were just, you know what I mean? Like, that's the
Greg,
thing.
Greg, you're so right. You're so
Thank you, Barrett.
Hell yeah. All right, are you ready? Again, from the gut.
Now I'm into their. Now I clicked on their. Oh, fuck, man.
How many videos they got on their YouTube channel?
What I did is, here's the number one fucking. You want to talk about Nick Evans not having it down. All right. So I'm on the Co-op 64 YouTube page, right? And I go to their about. And they got links. I click on the Instagram. It goes to Nick Evans' Instagram. This account is private. What the fuck? Then why even link it? Why even link it, Co-op 64? There's a Twitch, too. I click on that. Is that private? No, that's public. But it's Nevin's Island. Who are you? Who are you, Nevin's Island / Nick Evans / Co-op 64?
All right, Greg has won me over. Yeah, no, that's not great. You gotta change the branding across the accounts.
This and also, I want you to know, Nick Evans / Nevin's Island / whatever, this consultation wasn't free. You better give some subs. I just told you the whole shebang about this thing.
I don't know if you gave Nick Evans actual advice. You just ridiculed them. You didn't tell them what they need to do. You didn't
it's called tough love, man. Get better SEO.
Pay me Unify so I can degrade you on content.
Just
in
like
front
Burt
of
Meg.
Thousands of listeners.
Just like Burt Meg.
All right, so Nick Evans has us a list here where I don't know if Nick Evans is even listening anymore. I think they might have gave up. They're like, fuck this. I just wanted to hear if these games are going to show up.
God damn it, I've heard a lot of good things about Nextlander. I'm going over there.
So Nick Evans has this list. We're going to go through them one at a time. I want your gut reaction. Are they at the showcase or are they not? Starting off with Spider-Man 2. Yes.
Yes, 100%.
1,000%. Death Stranding.
Yeah. Right? It wouldn't have been on my short list. I don't think I would have, but you know Kojima. He's going to have a trailer. He wants to be a part of it.
I'm going to say I'm like a 50% because Death Stranding, we got a lot of trailers that last go around for the first game. And so I think it makes sense for the consistency. I wonder if you get Death Stranding and Metal Gear Solid in the same thing. And if so, like, do you link those together? Like, there's a lot you can do there in terms of Death Stranding 2 and Metal
See, again, this
up.
Is what I'm always talking about with this. That, and I think it has definitely died down, but it's one of my older adages when we were closer to the whole breakup with Konami. And by the way, Nick Evans is in the chat, and he says, I love you guys. We love you, Nick. You've been a great supporter for a long time. You know we're just giving you shit because we love you. We wouldn't give it to you if you're one of these people like Kebabs. Kebabs just folds every time we make fun of him. You know what I mean? Can't stand it. Fucking drives me crazy.
Fucking Kebabs. Hate him.
You know? Love you too, Kebabs. Love you too, Kebabs.
I'm just kidding. I love Kebabs.
I said for a long time, closer to the whole breakup with Konami, that, yeah, if they could get Kojima to have a title on there or, you know, have something to say about it in the opening video or whatever, that, like, you know, oh, I'm passing the torch, this is okay, and yada yada, that'd be great. This is a great example of it, right? Where, yeah, if you could do Death Stranding 2 and then have Kojima say something about it, or have Kojima say something about Metal Gear in the presentation and then follow up Metal Gear Solid 3 with Death Stranding 2 stuff, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes for Death Stranding. Next up, Last of Us Factions.
100%. Yes.
1,000%. Next up, Wolverine.
This is where it gets interesting of how far out are we looking? You know, that, and that's how...
I'm going to say
Wolverine, I'm 50-50 on. It's one of those that if it shows up, I'm like, that makes sense. And if it doesn't show up, I'm going to say, that makes sense. It not showing up, let's not get in the way of Spider-Man. Let's not muddle the message. Let's not let the hype for this rated M Wolverine game detract from Spider-Man. But then, of course, it's totally a no-brainer to have it there, of course, of like, we're bringing out all the big guns, showing all the heavy hitters, showing why we're the number one place to play. So if you like the Spider-Man game, you're going to care about the Wolverine game. Why not show you more from that? Even though, imagine it would just be a cinematic trailer again.
Yeah.
Maybe it would actually be Wolverine attacking.
I didn't know maybe was an option that Nick gave here, Greg.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't see Nick.
Will they or won't they? You
interesting.
Know?
Yeah, I don't see that either.
Yeah, pick one.
All right, I didn't know that.
Fair.
I'm gonna say
on
no.
My desk is my wallet. You can take out $2 for giving me consultation, and I appreciate it. See, that's how it works around here. You actually work. You know what I mean? Nick Evans, you pay people who made your channel better. All right, so will they, won't they? Spider-Man 2, will. Death Stranding, will. Last of Us Factions, will. Wolverine, I'm gonna say will.
Okay. I'm going to say won't. And I think it is because Wolverine is a little bit off. You know, Spider-Man, I think right now you would want all focus to be on Spider-Man because that is the game that is coming out this fall. And so, like, clear the blinders. Don't let something like Wolverine distract from the message. Focus on Spider-Man.
Let me counter something then.
Yeah.
On why do you think we are going to get another PlayStation Showcase next year? Like, that's where I think you might want to... all hands on deck, fire everything from Star Trek, right? Where it's just like, hey, if this is going to be the big one, if this is going to be the, hey, we're talking about the next 3 to 4 years of PlayStation, I think you do put them in there. So you just have these insane looking exclusives all getting talked about, ready to go.
I think there is a PlayStation Showcase happening next year. Like, I think that is a thing that you want to establish yearly. I don't know for what reason it ended up slipping from last year or last fall. But I think this is something that they want to have some kind of consistent cadence on. And for Wolverine, I think we're far enough away from Wolverine where do you want to oversaturate the message? Do you want to talk about Wolverine right now when you could wait until the next year to then get that going and make that the focus for Insomniac's thing?
I hear you, but I think what's interesting is you're saying, do we want to dilute the message? And I think we might have different ideas of what the message on Wednesday is going to,
Wednesday,
yeah. Yeah, because I think next Wednesday, I think the message is going to be, hey, everybody, here's all the exclusive shit you can only get on PlayStation 5 going forward. You know what I mean? They're not going to say in the next year, next whatever. And I think you're coming at it from a very responsible and smart way of, hey, here's what Insomniac is doing that you can buy in September, which is in both sides of those arguments are real. Whereas I think for PlayStation, though, they want to come out and really fucking say, like, yo, this is the, you know, fucking Olympic dream team we have of all these different things and all these different things. And again, talking about Wolverine, imagine what it's actually going to be. Spider-Man, I do think, is going to be a, hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Brian Izahar. They'll do a trailer, and then it'll be, what's up, I'm Brian from Spider-Man. We're going to show you, you know, this thing. It takes place 3/4 of the way through the game, yada, yada, yada. Here's where you're switching between Miles and Peter in a fight or whatever the hell it is. And then Wolverine is just going to be a 45-second trailer.
My question also is, what do you show for Wolverine? Because we've
got a CG trailer of somebody... there are a bar fight breaking out, somebody getting roughed up in the streets or whatever, and then you hear the stick, and you know what I mean? Wolverine
but is
comes
that giving
in,
us more than what we had before?
On the wall.
Like, I feel like at that point, you're not pushing the narrative forward at all.
Just,
Wolverine.
Well, I mean, at that point, what you could do is put a year at the end of it. You know what I mean? If you really wanted, what is the thing of, like, Insomniac? Well, Marvel Games, Insomniac logos, you know, Wolverine, and then a date, just a year.
I guess that makes sense. I could see that. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
No. It won't.
No.
Won't. Fuck. Now that I say it, though, it's the whole fucking thing. You can make a case for any of these, right?
I'm gonna say will.
Okay.
Metal Gear Solid 3 remake. I believe it.
I drank the
believer.
Fucking Kool-Aid. I'm saying it will. I'm gonna pop so fucking hard. I can't wait.
Mortal Kombat 12 / Mortal Kombat 1. So this is an interesting one because we have a news story today about how it seems like we're gonna get Mortal Kombat information this week.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
I amended it. If you want to go, as soon as we went live at 10 a.m., Mortal Kombat tweeted this video Barrett's about to show.
Barry, are you able to play it? Yeah, go for it, because I've not seen this. So, the clock is starting at 1 this time.
Yeah.
Oh, and the clock breaks. It is time. Oh, May 18th at 6 a.m. So, yeah, tomorrow morning we're going to get something.
Tomorrow at 6 a.m. they're revealing the new Mortal Kombat, yeah.
The rumor is that Mortal Kombat is going to come this fall. The streets are saying September, and with that being the case, if you want to come out, let's say tomorrow with a cinematic trailer and then follow that up, at either a PlayStation Showcase or Summer Game Fest with a gameplay demo, I think that would be a smart way to do it. But I think if we're going to do that, it would be Summer Game Fest and not PlayStation Showcase. Mm-hmm. PlayStation Showcase doesn't seem like the location for a follow-up gameplay demo. That seems more along the lines of what you'd see at Summer Game Fest. So I'm going to say no Mortal Kombat.
I forget, for the last Mortal Kombat, where was it shown first?
That's a really good question. I don't remember.
I think you make a good case. I also think you're going to get more tomorrow than just a reveal trailer.
Mortal Kombat, what was it, 11 was the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was at the Game Awards 20.
Game Awards. All right, then, yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say it won't be there tomorrow. You'll get more during SGF.
Tekken 8. Now, this, I think, yes. I think Tekken 8 kind of fills in that fighting game slot. PlayStation's been going hard with owning the fighting game reveals. Tekken 8 has been showing off so much in the last half year of character reveals and all this stuff. I think this is where you get a Tekken 8 release date.
Wow. Is Tekken the one that got revealed at a PlayStation showcase?
Yeah. This was the one that was revealed at State of Play late last year.
Okay. I'll go with you and say then Will, but I don't have a horse in the race there.
Alan Wake 2.
No.
I'm also going to say no. This is a fun one. Knights of the Old Republic remake.
No, I wish, but no.
Absolutely not. I don't even know if this game comes out. Silent Hill 2 remake. I believe this is the one that's slated to be a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah. And this is the one that's already confirmed, right?
Yes.
When they put out a million Silent Hills things. I'm going to say yeah, because if you're doing Metal Gear, you're already working so closely with Konami. Why not put this one out there, too, try to ride the hype train?
So, people in chat mentioned that Tekken 8 was also teased at EVO. That's a good point. But that account is more of a tease. It got revealed at that State of Play. But that is a good call that we first saw Tekken 8 at EVO. An unannounced Uncharted game.
Oh, god damn. That's been that rumor, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to say no, because it seems like even that rumor has gone back and forth. Because wasn't Ben Studio one of the ones that was going to be working on it? And now it seems like Ben Studio is working on a new IP. At least that's what they talked about in that PlayStation blog post from forever ago.
So if you remember, it was the San Diego studio was doing something. But it wasn't Sony San Diego. But then it was the Michael Moonbauer team at PlayStation Visual Arts in San Diego.
To add to the confusion, right? They went from wanting to remake Uncharted at that studio, like Uncharted 1, to then transitioning to working on Last of Us Last of Us would be easier to remake. And then, of course, that got then transferred over to Naughty Dog because they were like, we'll do it ourselves, all Thanos-like. And then they ended up taking that to the finish line.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, that's a will. Because I think that's the kind of thing, like, we know so much about PlayStation's lineup and future in so many different ways and little things that I think it could go really far if you did have Cassie or whatever climbing over a rock and we get the Uncharted music and the logo, the commercial,
thing from last year. Yeah.
I'm gonna say no. I don't know. I don't think anybody is currently actively working on Uncharted. I think it's gonna happen. I think a studio is gonna take it over, but I find it hard to believe just knowing where the studios are at. Like, if Ben Studio's not working on it, maybe the Visual Arts Group is, but even if they are, I'm surprised that we haven't gotten even more rumblings out of that Visual Arts Group, the San Diego studio, if that truly is the case. An unannounced Insomniac game. No.
They're fucking crazy enough to do it, though. You say no, but remember, that could be they could have a VR thing.
They have a multiplayer thing.
Unannounced Insomniac game is more likely than an unannounced Uncharted game.
100%.
I agree with that. Kingdom Hearts 4. Possibly. Yeah. I guess, yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to say no. It's more safe to say no for Kingdom Hearts 4 than it is to say yes. The last is Part 3. No. And then the last one is GTA 6. No.
No. You skipped Persona 6.
Oh, sorry. I did.
What do you know? What do you know, Blessing?
I didn't want to leak my info. You know what I mean?
Also, no shot.
No, we're not going to see Persona.
Atlas likes to announce stuff on their own time.
Oh, man. In the chat, Bodacious Ball says, Helldivers 2, take it to the fucking bank. Arrowhead will be there with Helldivers 2.
Didn't Grub talk about that, too? Ooh.
I don't know about that. Arrowhead's talked about Helldivers
That was
a
part
lot.
Of the big leak, the big NVIDIA leak.
NVIDIA leak.
That's one of the few ones that hasn't come to pass yet. And that's one that you honestly probably should have to yourself for your predictions tomorrow, because... You know, now I'm like, oh, shit, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe I'll just add that to mine. Maybe I'll make that my number one.
You'll forget.
Greg?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this a lot more tomorrow on PS Love You XOXO.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny.
We're going to do that live on Patreon. That episode will go up the next day for everybody else. And I'm very hyped to have that conversation with you. But Greg, speaking of patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you can also go there and get the show ad-free. And speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Do you want to look as cool as I look? Yes, you do, and you can. You can take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an unbeatable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that I've ever worn in my life. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. You can wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. Exclusively for you listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use the code KINDOFFUNNY. You can get 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Promo code KINDOFFUNNY at ShadyRays.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And we're back with story number two. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom numbers are in. This was tweeted out from Nintendo of America. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has sold over 10 million copies worldwide in its first 3 days, becoming the fastest selling game in the history of the Legend of Zelda series, thanks to those already enjoying Link's latest adventure. That's absolutely wild. 10 million is a lot of copies.
I think Zeltic, who's a Zelda YouTuber out there who knows a lot about lore, put into context that has already surpassed the lifetime sales of Twilight Princess, both original and HD releases.
That's approaching where Pokemon Scarlet and Violet were at late last year. And the conversation around that was the fact that Pokemon Scarlet and Violet were, if you count them as one thing, obviously, like, were the fastest selling console exclusive game of all time. And they came out with similar numbers of saying, hey, yeah, we're 10 million in a couple of days. I think it might have been 3 days. That means Zelda is probably not that far behind that, which is wild if you think about it. Because what, God of War Ragnarok last fall did somewhere in like the 5 million range? And this is all kindoffunny.com/you're wrong if I'm butchering all this. But I think I have that right. Like, God of War Ragnarok, I want to say, was in the 5 million range in the first 3 days last year when that came out. And so Zelda doing 10 million in the first 3 days is absolutely wild. And it makes sense when you look around at all the conversation happening about it. It seems like you can't get away from it, whether you're on Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, or if you're listening to Kind of Funny Games Daily. You just cannot get away from the conversation about Zelda.
Gamescast this afternoon, patreon.com/kindoffunny, talking about our first weekend with the Zelda. It's insane. It's what we talked about, you know, on Games Daily when we did, like, the Zelda launch party, for lack of a better term, right, where it was Zelda Day. And it was that thing of, like, it's been crazy to see everyone playing that game. Everyone, like, yeah, again, people who I follow for other reasons who don't play video games talking about that game. And it's fascinating then to see this number, right, over 10 million. You can go to the Wikipedia list of top-selling Switch games, right, and that puts it right now, you know, what, how many days in? 3 days in? At 19 on the list of top-selling Switch games. Easily going to overtake Mario Party All-Stars at 10.17, Splatoon 3 at 10.67, Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury is 11.38. Then you crack into that 14 million thing at number 13 with Pokemon. Like, it's going to be ridiculous to see where this one nets out. Especially, you know, Breath of the Wild is the number 4 best-selling game right now, according to Wikipedia, with 29.81 million sold. And you imagine it's going to beat that.
Yeah, when I was talking about we are having this conversation, I believe it was me and Tim, but we're talking about where will this game end up landing in terms of the best-selling Nintendo Switch games, and I think I predicted just above Breath of the Wild, if not even above. Do you still have the page open? What was above
Breath
of the Wild?
Right above Breath of the Wild is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate at 31.09 million.
I had it possibly being right above Smash Ultimate. Now, after seeing these first three-day numbers, I think it might compete with Animal Crossing. I think we might see Zelda Tears of the Kingdom reach that height, which is, again, absolutely wild when we're talking
if
about
it.
If
they can dethrone Animal Crossing, Animal Crossing is 11 million ahead and more of Smash. Animal Crossing is at number 2 with 42.21 million copies sold. If it can dethrone Animal Crossing, the pageant child of the pandemic where everyone was into that and just like folded in on themselves to enjoy it and play it and like share what they were building and do whatever. Gary had a talk show in it. Like, if it can beat that, that's going to be ridiculous and great for them.
Yeah. I mean, right now, if you're talking about, you know, first day sales is already outpacing. And of course, that doesn't mean much when you're talking about the longevity of Animal Crossing. But right now, if a Switch game can do it, if another Switch first party game can do, or any Switch game can do it, Tears of the Kingdom is having that conversation. And Tears of the Kingdom already is a content beast. Like, we're seeing so many videos, so many Twitters. Like, if I tweet a tweet about Zelda right now, it's gonna get thousands of likes. And I can never guarantee that for any of my tweets. But if I say
what if I tweet Zelda right now?
Wait, what are you gonna? Yeah, I mean, you have to just say something.
I said all lowercase Zelda. It's been tweeted.
Okay. I'll see you in 1,000 likes, Greg. We'll see. I think by the end of the episode, there's a chance that gets 1,000 likes.
1,000 likes in 20 minutes? Not a chance.
Oh, fuck. We're late in this episode. Holy cow.
Yeah, we're having a great time. We're having a good show.
We're on story number 2. How are you only here? But yeah, no, I think Zelda might have that there. And we'll have to see. I think one of the things that could cut it down before it gets to Animal Crossing would be if Switch 2 comes by next year, and then they release another version or something. Maybe there is like an Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Ultimate or something that comes out for a Switch 2. Maybe that then cuts those sales down or extends them, depending on how they count those numbers. But yeah, no, Zelda's going to be a beast in sales. 10 million is insane.
Very interesting.
Speaking of insane, story number 3. Overwatch 2's PvE hero mode has been canceled. This is Logan Plant at IGN. Blizzard has officially scrapped Overwatch 2's long-awaited PvE hero mode, but the game's creative leads are assuring fans that PvE is still a focus for the game moving forward. On a Twitch stream detailing Overwatch 2's content roadmap, executive producer Jared Neuse explained the decision to cut the PvE content. Quote, development on the PvE experience hasn't made the progress that we have hoped. That's right. Hasn't made the progress. Sure. The team has created a bunch of amazing content, so there's awesome missions that are really exciting. There is brand new enemies that are super fun to fight, and some truly great and ridiculous hero talents. But unfortunately, the effort required to pull all of that together into a Blizzard-quality experience that we can ship to you is huge, and there really is no end in sight or defined kind of end date where we can put that out into the world. And so we're left with another difficult choice. Do we continue to pour all of that effort into PvE, hoping we can land it at some point in the future, or do we stick with this set of values that we've aligned and focus on the live game and focus on serving all of you? With everything we have learned about what it takes to operate this game at the level you deserve, it's clear that we can't deliver on that original vision for PvE that was shown in 2019. What that means is that we won't be delivering that dedicated hero mode with talent trees, the long-term talent power progression. Those things are just not in our plans anymore. And we know that this is going to be disappointing to many of you, which is why we wanted to bring it up before we talk about the roadmap. And to be perfectly honest, it's been really difficult for many of us and a lot of folks on the team that pour their heart and soul into that stuff. End quote. Overwatch 2's PvE mode was supposed to be a big differentiating factor between the original game and its sequel. In 2019, we got to go hands-on with the PvE, which was set to have new hero abilities, co-op attacks, and a level progression system. But when Overwatch 2 launched, the long-awaited PvE mode wasn't a part of it. Instead, Blizzard promised that Overwatch 2's PvE would come sometime in 2023 as seasonal content. Even though the original vision for the PvE mode has been cut, there is still a lot of content in the Overwatch 2 pipeline. Greg, I'm sure, I know you're not a person that's deep into the Overwatch stuff, yeah. But I know you're paying attention to the gaming ecosystem. I know that you probably knew that Overwatch 2 was announced with the promise of PvE content, right? We're going to have this mode that you can play with your friends co-op, and it is going to be you going through a story, experiencing that. What does this do for you in terms of how you view Overwatch from the outside looking in? Like, hearing that main PvE hero mode, the main storyline, like, co-op content for Overwatch has now been canceled.
It is a backbreaker on both sides of the equation. You know, as you were reading the story, the chat on Twitch and the chat on YouTube was very much like, what the fuck, right? Like, this is why you made Overwatch 2. You said this was going to be the main thing for Overwatch 2. Obviously, they, you know, ported so much stuff over from Overwatch 1 and, you know, brought it over. I shouldn't say ported. Brought over, you know, your history and whatever. Changed the icon, right, the tile from Borderlands or Overwatch to Overwatch 2. It's very true that that's what they promised consumers. That's what you bought the game. I don't know if it's what you bought the game for, but it's what you know you expected out of it, kind of thing. And then on the other side of the equation, I'm sure are a bunch of developers who had every intention when they went down this path to create a PvE Overwatch and went through all these different hurdles, challenges, and got to the fact that this isn't fun, this isn't working, this isn't good. And what do you do with that? Do you release a version of it that's going to be, hey, yo, this sucks? You know what I mean? Like, this is shitty gameplay. We don't want to play it. The developer's like, yeah, we know. We don't want to play it either. And then, you know, you tarnish the image and IP of Overwatch, or you can it and piss off a whole bunch of people who were super stoked to get this or be a part of it. Again, I remember the announcements. I remember the review. I'm not in the Overwatch community, so I don't know even what that's like anymore. Bless you were. I remember you were very excited for it, and then everything happened, and you played it for a little bit, and it didn't draw you back in. Where are you with all this?
So I'm on two different sides of the coin, where on one side, I recommend people go over to GameSpot, check out Tamora's interview with the Blizzard folks, where they talk a bit more in depth about this. And for me, this is partly coming off of this Phil Spencer interview when he was talking about Redfall and talking about how, yeah, like, you know, we could delay more, but what is that going to do to the final vision of the game if that is not hitting? And the options here seem like it came down to, hey, like, we cancel this and we just decide not to do this and pour all of that effort back into PvP, the stuff that you guys are honestly mainly here for, or release a Redfall. Like, I honestly think it probably came down to those two options of release this version of this game that is a prestige title, that is something that a lot of people love, release this huge big mode for it that you've pushed and pushed and pushed that ends up disappointing because it doesn't come together the way that they wanted to and people wanted to. I think this is them trying to avoid that. On the other side, you know, back when Overwatch 2 came out in beta or whatever last fall, I mentioned that I was disappointed about Overwatch 2. Like, I wanted way more out of an Overwatch 2 than what we got. I didn't know that I could get this disappointed in Overwatch 2. I never knew that I could get to this point with Overwatch where straight up, I think I'm done. Like, I don't, I'm bored with the game nowadays. Like, I go back and I guess I'm having the same fun that I had back in the day, but I've played that game since 2016.
You've had
now.
That fun before, yeah.
I've had that fun before. Putting the two on the box and putting the two in the icon, changing the icon, didn't really do much to me aside from, all right, you guys changed the levels from day to night and from night to day, and also you took away one player and then you made this new meta. All right, cool. That was fun to experience for a little bit, but for me, I just wanted way more out of an Overwatch 2, and a lot of that was going to come with the PvE mode. And I know they have the new roadmap here. They talk about some of the other smaller PvE stuff that they're adding in. I think that stuff looks all right. Like, that stuff looks cool for the people that are tuned in and the people that are still in the ecosystem and playing. I just don't feel like there's much reason for me to go back into the ecosystem as much anymore. If my homies were hitting me up and were like, yo, let's play a couple matches of Overwatch, sure, I'll do it, but I can't see myself being like oh, season six is here. Let me go all in on season six. Let me play Overwatch for days and weeks in a row. I don't have that feeling with Overwatch anymore. And I think that's a lost opportunity. I think they missed out on an opportunity here where it was, hey, we have this step we can take with an Overwatch 2. Let's revamp. Let's give something new. Let's give something fresh. Instead, we got promises that just weren't lived up to. And I don't, and I, for me, this is the biggest disappointment. I can't believe that we're in a place where they're just like, yeah, no, we, like, we're not putting it out. I would never have imagined this a couple of years ago for how sure. strongly for they sure. talked about it and how much they talked about it. This was the main feature of Overwatch 2. Like, I can't believe last year when they released Overwatch 2, I couldn't believe they released it without single player. And now we're at a place where single player is not happening. Like, that's insane to me. But that's where I'm at with it. I don't want to harp on it too much, but I am very disappointed by it. I am very
I think everybody deserves to be disappointed with this. That's the thing, right? Where I think you can feel bad for the developers, but you can also feel like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a social contract we entered into on why this happened and, like, why we as an audience or a fan base were like, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense for why it's Overwatch 2 and not just content for the game we already have.
Yeah. Thank God it was free to play. I guess that is the one thing I'll say is if I paid $60 or I paid or any amount of money for Overwatch 2, oh boy, I think that would be a whole other conversation of, okay, we got to do something about this. The fact that it came out free to play, I think helps soften the blow a little bit because it's not like I lost money on this. I know people probably bought battle passes and stuff and, you know, that's PvE stuff. Like, you're not doing that for the single player content, but that softens the blow a little bit. But yeah, I'm very disappointed by this. Something I'm very excited though for. Story number four, Mortal Kombat. We're getting some sort of a reveal tomorrow. We talked about it already a little bit. Ed Boon on Twitter tweeted out yesterday that this week should be fun, and then yeah, today it's been followed up with talking about how tomorrow is going to be a new dawn with, of course, the clock with the 1 o'clock and then the glass shattering. We're going to get something cool tomorrow.
Is
that Stone Cold?
The glass is shattering. When you hear the glass, it's your ass. Bless you, know that.
I mean, people have been talking about Homelander being playable. What if we do?
I have seen that. That's awesome. Can you fucking imagine?
I want Invincible's dad from Invincible.
Omni-Man.
I feel like Omni-Man would be a really cool one to see there. Because yeah, like I feel like Mortal Kombat is the one franchise that could pull all these wild like hero characters together. I say hero in quotes, obviously.
I know Homelander
and Omni-Man aren't heroes, but
I'm not the coolest dude.
Like I am totally excited about that idea. And then I think there was another character that was rumored. Chat, I forget who it was.
Yeah, I saw
another
that
really
too.
Cool character. Let me know.
Are you gonna wake up at 6 a.m. to watch this?
No.
Okay.
I'll wake up at 7 a.m. to watch it. I'm not gonna be up at 6.
Report about it on Kind of Funny Games Daily. I got you.
Exactly. I mean, maybe. We could do a live react.
Peacemaker.
Which is fucking hype, dude. That's super hype. There's a chance that I wait until KFGD with Tim and maybe do a live trailer react here in front of you guys. Let us know if that's something you want. Let us know, chat. We might do it. Moving on, though, story number five. The Expanse, a Telltale series, launches July 27th. This comes from a blog post over on the Telltale website. It is official. The Expanse, a Telltale series, episode one, launches July 27th for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and PC via the Epic Games Store. Here's the best part. The following four episodes release every 2 weeks after the first one drops on July 27th. Experience episodic content like some of your favorite shows. Pre-orders for both the standard $39.99 and deluxe editions for $44.99, both US dollars, will go live on June 1st, 2023. Those of you who pre-order will receive 24-hour early access, while players who purchase the deluxe edition will also receive future DLC. You heard right about future DLC. You'll just have to wait a little bit longer for more details there. Hell yeah. A lot of good news here.
The Expanse?
No, I don't care about The Expanse. But the fact that we're getting a Telltale game and they're saying you're going to get a new episode every 2 weeks. For me, that's
cool.
I think that has been the big sticking point when it comes to why Telltale games fall off a lot of the time after episode one is the fact that you just don't know when you're going to get the next thing. And the breaks end up being too long. The same thing happened with me in Life's Strange 2. Where I fell off of that real hard because I didn't know when that second episode was coming out. So yeah, I love that we're getting it every 2 weeks, and I like that we're getting new Telltale games. I just hope that they're good.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Story number six, Nintendo is shutting down and delisting Pac-Man 99. This comes directly from Chris Golian at Video Games Chronicle. Nintendo has announced that Pac-Man 99 will be removed from its Switch Online service later this year. The massively multiplayer Pac-Man spinoff, which allows up to 99 players to compete against each other, will start to have its features gradually shut down from August until the full game is pulled from the eShop on October 8th. Of course, Pac-Man 99 was added back in April 2021. It was following the Super Mario Brothers 35 game, and then also Tetris 99. Mario 35 already taken off of the store. Tetris 99 is still up,
still alive, still kicking.
Honestly, that was a popular one, man.
That was awesome.
Honestly, Bliss, what up? The second best Tetris game, second only to Tetris Effect.
Hell yeah, I agree with that. Honestly, that's a good read. I like that.
A win in Tetris 99 is the best feeling of winning a battle royale game.
I've never won Tetris 99. I got mad respect for people.
I got a lot of twos. I got a lot of twos. It was heartbreaking.
Our final news story, and possibly the biggest one. Story number seven. Nicolas Cage is coming to Dead by Daylight.
Yes.
This tweeted out by the Dead by Daylight account this morning. It's the performance of a lifetime. Dead by Daylight, Nicolas Cage, coming to a realm near you. Learn more on July 5th. That's so far away. But it's exciting.
Just got to let you know. They just want to make sure you know.
July 5th? Like, man, you could have waited to tell us this. Like, wait until the end of June to give us this news.
You say that, but maybe Nicolas Cage going to be a part of the PlayStation Showcase. Maybe Nicolas Cage going to be a part of SGF. You know what I mean? You get your own individual beat because all he does is walk out in this trailer. You know what I mean? Maybe we get some gameplay at one of these things. Maybe I would not be surprised if Nick Cage was at SGF, wherever, you know what I mean? He's at the YouTube theater.
Wait, for this or for something else?
For this.
Wow. But like July 5th, that's way past like the SGF stuff.
Sure, but I mean, you think Jeff Keighley's not going to want Nicolas Cage there? He didn't negotiate something. You stoke the fire right now, then you have Nick Cage walk out of there, show some gameplay, and that's it.
Is this him supposed to be like Renfield from the movie Renfield that just came out? Or
no,
no, I think it's straight up Nicolas Cage.
I think it's Nicolas Cage. I love
Which
it.
Which is funny because if you follow Dead by Daylight, usually the guest characters are like Pyramid
like
Head.
Monsters.
Or
yeah.
A monster. Or like, yeah, scary things that chase after you because that's what Dead by Daylight is. And I love that this is straight up like Nicolas Cage, the man, the human being.
The man.
The real live man. I hope it's the version of him from the massive weight of huge talent. I forget
sure.
that movie.
Unbearable talent.
The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yes.
I think that's actually the real name of it. Yeah.
No, I think you switched two words.
The
there,
unbearable talent of massive weight.
There you go.
Thank you. Greg, yeah. I can't wait to see what's up with Nicolas Cage in this Dead by Daylight game. But July 5th is
so
just
far away.
So far away. If I wanted to know what's coming out to mom drop shops today, where would I look?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, we got Starship Troopers Extermination, Early Access for PC, Greedventory for PC, Ellipse for PC, Crusader Kings 3 Royal Court for PS5 and Xbox Series X, and then World Championship Boxing Manager 2 for Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. New dates for you. Sonic Prime Season 2 airs July 13th on Netflix. Let's fucking go. Overpass 2 has been announced for Xbox Series X, PS5, and PC. Launches October 2023. Nocturnal launches June 7th for Xbox Series X, PS5, Switch, and PC. Jagged Alliance 3 launches July 14th for PC. Shantae comes to PS4 and PS5 on June 2nd. Another Crab's Treasure has been delayed to early 2024.
Boo!
PC gaming
like
show
that team though. You know, take your time.
Yeah, take your time. I'm very excited for that. I ain't in a rush. I'll play that when it's ready. The PC gaming showcase has been set for June 11th at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and then Lords of the Fallen gameplay reveal will happen tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific time. Now it's time for a quick squad up from. Oh man, I gotta scroll over. Marley of War, yeah, Marley of War writes in with a squad up for PS5 and says, "Hey, Blessing Greg, I have a squad up request for any other KFBF that has their Fall Guys trophy list bugged and is unable to get their platinum on PS5 because of the auto pop up bug, the auto pop bug, I should say. The way to get it unstuck is to unlink your PSN account from your Epic Games account, and then after the plat, you can relink it. So if anyone wants to squad up to finally get the Fall Guys trophies on PS5, hit me up on PSN. Have a great day, Marley." Again, you can add Marley with the username Marley of War on PS5.
Remember Marley and Me?
I do remember Marley and Me, yeah.
The person gets that a lot, I bet.
You wrote a dog. You know what I mean?
We have only just one. You're wrong. And this comes from Nick Evans from Co-op 64 and says, I have changed the Twitch name. Thank you for the publicity. I am coming for you, Miller.
Did you unprivatize your Instagram? What are you hiding? Stop taking photos of roadkill and putting them on your private Instagram.
Sometimes you gotta like let the world know. Don't drive down I-79. There's some roadkill here.
I'm sure that's what he's doing. I'm sure that's what Nick's doing.
You never know. You never know. Tomorrow's host for Kinda Funny Games Daily are gonna be me and Tim. If you're watching this live, remember, we're trying something new with YouTube Super Chats on KFGD, only on YouTube in the live stream. There's going to be a 30-minute post-show where Andy comes in, and let me tell you, Greg is going to fuck off, and then Tim's going to come in, and we're going to hang out for a little bit, because Greg's got to make some money for the company and for him. We're happy for that.
The company.
Well, for the company. of course, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every day live right here on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames and Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. Until next time, Game Daily.